Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support, Outreach Church, and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our Blog Talk Radio program for the study in the Word of God. I give God glory. Hallelujah. I give Him praise. I magnify His holy name on tonight, for God is a good God. Hallelujah. And He's so worthy. God is worthy. God is worthy to be praised. We're going to have just a short devotion. I'm going to read from Psalms 82. We're going to have a scripture song and a prayer, and we're going to get started. We don't have a lot in our Bible class tonight, but we're going to try to just do what we can. Psalms 82, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hands of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. I have just read you Psalms 82 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right quick. Let it go, Lord. I don't know. If this don't work right, y'all, just give me a minute.
Yes, God. Let me share my story with you.
Yes, God.
All the things that He brought me through.
Yes, God.
Stormy days.
Yes, God.
In my rainy days.
Yes, God.
You don't know all the tears I've cried.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Things I've kept bottled up inside.
Yes, hallelujah.
Trying my best to be strong.
Yes,
waiting on God and holding on. You don't know what I had to endure.
Yes,
and you wonder why I'm so sure.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
He's always around, even when I can't see. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You don't know how many times I pray.
Yes, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God, humble before your throne of grace, God, just giving you all the praise tonight, God. Lord, we just come bring you worship tonight, God. We magnify your holy name on tonight, God. We just give you glory, God. We give you praise on tonight, God. We worship you tonight, God, in the beauty of your holiness, Father. We just thank you, Lord. We give you praise, God. You're so faithful, God. I just thank you, God. I bless your name tonight, God. I give you glory, God, because they don't know, God, what I've been through, God. They don't know, God, what I've been through, God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for covering tonight, God. I thank you for the blood tonight, God. I bless your name, God. I bless your name, God. I give you glory, hallelujah. I praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. I just cry out today, God. Somebody needs you tonight, God. Hallelujah. They've been through some, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. I give you praise, God. I give you glory. Glory, God. Bless your name, God. I bless your name tonight, God. I give you praise on tonight, God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. God, we praise you and we give you glory. We give you just glory, God. I ask you right now, God, to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase, God, and minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your power, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, God. They don't
They just don't know God. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister, God, to us. Have your way tonight, God. Open up our understanding. Our understanding, God. Let us receive your word, God, just like it's written, just like it's written and given to us, God. We just thank you tonight. We praise you. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 Now you can start. Prophetess, you can start.
First Chronicles 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enosh, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Mahalath, Madi, Javan, Tubalon, Mish, and Tirith. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Japheth, and Tugarmath. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarnish, Hibson, and Radman. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Halava, Sabta, Rama, Sabatus. The sons of Rama were Sheba and Denon. Kish begot Nimron. He begot to the mighty one of the earth. Mizraim begot Lulam, Ammon, Lehemdin, Naphtim, Parishman, Kalshuhim, from whom came the Philistines and the Captorim. Canaan begot Sidon, and Heath, the Jezebite, and the Morite, Amorite, and the Gerizerite, the Hivite, the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, the Zimmerite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshi. Arpachshad begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. And Eber was born two sons. The name of one was Peklon, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. He got Almodad, Shephub, Hermesmas, Jeras, Adoram, Uzel, Dikla, Ebal, Abimahim, Sheba, Ophor, Valel, and Joba. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peklet, Reu, Seruj, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, who is Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebajoth. Then Kindar, Abil, Mibissem, Mishema, Duma, Messiah, Hadad, Tima, Jethur, Matshur, and Kinema, the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, were Zimran, Jashon, Midian, Midan, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jashon were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephor, Ephur, Hanok, Abida, and Ildalai. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham begot Isaac. The son of Isaac were Esau and Israel. And the sons of Esau were Ishias, Ruel, Jeshua, Jahalam, and Korah. And the sons of Sial were Timon, Omar, Zephyr, Gatim, and Kenaz. And by Timnah, Amalek, the sons of Ruel and Nahas, Zura, Shemaiah, and Mizda. The sons of Ser were Lotan, Shobal, Zibon, Anan, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon. And the sons of Lotan were Hori and Horam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal and Alion, Manahath, Ebo, Shepter, and Onam. The sons of Zibon and Ajah and Anna. The sons of Anna and Dishon. The sons of Dishon were Hamron, Ishban, Ithron, and Shuron. The sons of Ezer were Bilan, Zabon, and Joktan. And the sons of Dishon were Uz and Aaron. Now these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before a king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of the city was Dinhaba. And when Bela died, Joban, the son of Zerah and Bozrah, reigned in his place. When Joban died, Husham of the land of the Timonites reigned in his place. And when Husham died, Hadad and the son of Bedad, who attacked Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of this city was Avith. When Hadad died, Shelah of Mizrekara reigned in his place. And when Salem died, Saul of Ribusa by the river reigned in his place. When Saul died, Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. And when Baal Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place. And the name of the city was Peah. His wife's name was Mehabatabel, the daughter of Matred, the son of Mizpah. Hadad died also, and the chief of Edom were chief of Timnah, Aha, chief of Jethra, chief Alobiahamah, chief Elah, chief Timon, chief Kenneth, chief Timon, chief Mizra, chief Magdalan, and chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom, the word of the Lord.
Amen. The sons, these are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. The sons of Judah: Er, Onan, and Shelah, which three were born into him of the daughters of Shua, the Canaanite. And Er, the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bare him Phares and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five: the sons of Phares, Hezron, and Hamul. And the sons of Zerah: Zimri, and Ethan, and Heman, and Calcol, and Darah, five of them in all. The sons of Camari, Akkar, troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the things accursed. The sons of Ethan, Azara, the son also of Hezron, that were born unto him, Jeremiah, and Ram, and Shulabai, and Ram, begot Amadab begot Nashon, prince of the children of Judah, and Nashon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot the firstborn of Eliab, and Abadab the second, and Shammah the third, and Nathiel the fourth, and Radiah the fifth, Oziam the sixth, David the seventh, whose sister was Zeruah, and Abigail. The sons of Zeruah, and Abishiah, and Joab, and Ashkel, three. And Abigail bare Amasa. The father of Amasa was Jethro the Ishmaelite. And Caleb the son of Azaron begot children of Azubah, his wife, Jeroth. Her sons are these: Jasher, Shubab, and Ardon. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur, and Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezalel. And afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machar, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub begot Jar, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead, and he took Gersha in Aram with the towns of Jar from them, and Keneth and the towns thereof, even 80 cities All these belong to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after the Hezron was dead, in Caleb Ephrathite, then Abad, Hezron's wife, bare him Asher, the father of Tekoa, and the sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Bernai, and Oren, and Ozem, and Agia. Jeremiel had also another wife whose name was Atra, and she was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, were Maaz and Jamin and Ikar. And the sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada. And the sons of Shemaiah, Nadab and Abshur. And the name of the wife of Abshur was Abihail, and she bare him Haban, and Moliad. And the sons of Nabab, Shelad, and Apam. But Shelad died without children, and the son of Apam, and the sons of Apam, Ishai, and the sons of Ishai is Shishan, and the children of Shishan is Elah, and the sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, Jathan, and Jonathan, and Jether died without children, the son of Jonathan, Peleth, and Zaza. These were the sons of Jeremiel. Now, Shishan had no sons but daughters, and Shishan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Jerah, or whatever that is. And Shishan gave his daughter to Jerah, his servant, to wife, and she bare him Atiah, and Atiah begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zabad, and Zabad begot Ephelah, and Ephelah begot Obed, and Obed begot Jehu, and Jehu begot Azariah. Oh my God. Okay. And Azariah begot Helaz, and Helaz begot Elisha, and Elisha begot Sisama, and Sisama begot Shalom, and Shalom begot, let me see, and Shalom begot Jacobah, and Jacobah begot Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, were Misha, the firstborn, which were the father of Zipha, and the sons of Marishan, the father of Hebron, and the sons of Hebron, Korah, and Topiah, and Recham, and Shema. And Shema begot Raham, the father of Jorkam, and Recham begot Shemaiah. The son of Shemaiah was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth Zor, and Ephah, Caleb, concubine, bore Haran, and Moza, and Geza, and Haran begot Geza, and the sons of Jadia, Regem, and Jotham, and Gershom, and Pelet, Ephah, and Shif, Machar, Caleb's concubine, bore Shebor and Tahana. She bare also Shepha, father of Madam Shiva, the father of Machdena, and the father of Sheba, the daughter of Caleb, was and there were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephron, Shebol, the father of Kirjath Jearim, Salam, the father of Bethlehem, Heroph, the father of Beth Gida, and Shabal, the father of Kirjath Jearim, had sons, Haram, and half of the Manahites and Mahathites, and the families of Kirjath Jearim, the Itrites, and the Peshites, and the Shemathites, and the Mishrites. Of them came the Zerathites and the Ishelites, and the son of Salama, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Ashtaroth, the house of Joab, and half of the Manasseites and Zorites, and the families of the scribes Jabez, the Tirathites, and the Shemathites, and the Suchathites. These are the Kenites that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. Oh, my God, this is just terrible. I mean, they talk about the names we have. Lord, the word of God for the people of God, we got to answer these questions. And it's very important for us to know the genealogy of all of this. I mean, it's hard to go through this stuff, because we don't know if we're pronouncing these names right, but it's very important, because this is where we find out what tribe we're from. I mean, it's over in Genesis, but it's repeating itself right here. So we're going to find out tonight again what tribe we came from. And we should always know and give a man an answer when they ask what tribe we from. We ought to have that answer. Amen. So the first question. Okay, Bishop. From what son of Noah did the people of Canaan come?
Ham.
Mm-hmm. Who was Abraham's wife after Sarah died?
Look at her.
Mm-hmm. Black woman. Or Ethiopian, I forgot. From whom did the people of Edom come?
Esau.
Who came from Edom? Uh-huh. That's right. The son of Isaac and the brother of Jacob. Chapter 2. From what son of Jacob did David come from?
Judah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Sir?
Oh, I just said amen.
So we know that we came from him. And why did we come from Ham? And I'm not going to say, and he had to be, I don't know whether he was black or his wife was black. Somebody was black here. And I know, what's her name? Abraham's wife. After Sarah died, I knew she was Ethiopian or she was black. And that's where we came out of the tribe of Ham. And we came from that disobedient man. And we came through them Canaanites that God didn't want Abraham them with in the first place. He didn't want them around them, period. And they married into it. They married into it, was just disobedient. And that's where we came from.
Yeah.
Well, there's two sins that we have to look at dealing with Ham. One is that, if I'm not mistaken, that the curse that was upon his life, Ham, mm-hmm. that God put on Ham, and that was mm-hmm. Okay. So God darkened the man, Ham, himself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so glad we're on this, because I've always struggled with this about him, Noah and his three sons. And I've always thought, you know, I said, did God curse him or did Noah curse him?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, God cursed him with the skin complexion. And then Noah cursed him because he went in his bed and defiled. He defiled Noah. Now, not by his bed. I'm sorry. He defiled Noah when, we talked about this earlier today, when the Bible says, or yesterday, the Bible says that Ham laughed at his father in his nakedness. And that's when they got off the boat. But it was also a sex sin as well. But at the same time, Ham laughed at his father because his father got drunken and was naked. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So when Amen. Noah came to himself, he went to his son Ham, and he was getting ready to bless his sons, but turned around and blessed his other two sons, but cursed Ham. And he told that Ham's descendants shall be cursed too.
Yeah, but he only cursed one descendant. That's why I was.
That's right.
Because
yeah. That's right. That's right. And you got to realize too. You got to also realize too. There was also an Asian. There was also a European man as well. So we got three different generations here. Three different sons, three different types of sons. So when you're looking at it, you can't just look at Noah just had, you know, these three sons, but these were three different generations of man, the Asian, the white, and the black man.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's wow.
Wow, and the black man was cursed.
Where did all these different men come from
the way
Noah
you say
and
it,
his wife?
Well, that's when we. Well, there also he cursed him. He cursed the skin. Now, I know some people don't look at it like from this perspective, but remember now, Michael Jackson turned white. He ain't turned black. You know what I mean?
Right.
Call me. Okay. It was good meeting you. For real. Okay. So I would definitely say when dealing with the man, we're dealing with a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with a trilogy. Okay. Now, everybody came, and I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let Apostle get back to it. But when we're looking at the black community, it seemed like we've
mm-hmm.
always been cursed.
Because
If you look at it, we're the only nationality that don't work together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's not just coming from us. That's coming from Ethiopia. That's coming from Egypt. That's coming from
mm-hmm.
Iraq. That's coming from Africa, which is a continent and not a country. Why is Africa
mm-hmm.
not a country? It's
mm-hmm.
the only place that's not a country.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So when you're looking at it from a scriptural base, we got to look at it and say that something must be wrong.
Yeah.
So true. If that makes sense.
It makes a whole lot of sense. It's just that a lot of people don't. You see, it's, to me right now, we're in the end times. It's time for truth, real truth. And these are truths that we have to face. And we have to come to grips with it and come as a whole and try to understand where all this division in the black community comes from. And you have to, like you said, you have to go all the way back to the boat. You have to go back to Ham. Why was he cursed? Why was, you know, the skin color, you know, changed? What, you know, I know he laughed at Noah, but it was more to that. And why was Cain, because Ham had more sons than Cain, and why was Cain the one that was cursed? And not all of Ham's sons cursed.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, keep on,
because
we're learning, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I want to break down the
genealogy of Ham because, and I know you read off the names of Ham, but listen to this, okay? These are... Ham is the father of all of these nations, the Canaanites, the Babylonians, mm-hmm. the Phoenicians, okay,
mm-hmm.
the Cushites, and last but not least, the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's the father yeah. of the Egyptians. That also means he's also the father of the black people.
Mm-hmm.
He's the father of Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is telling you the truth because we can see none of these people work together.
Yeah.
But
wow.
look at the Asians. Look at the Europeans.
Wow.
Now, in the Bible, they said that...
When you look at the history of Ham, and like you say, he's the father of all the, you know, pretty much you would say the minorities, which is black. But you have to also, they were very powerful. At one time, they were very powerful. But they got so powerful where, you know, they were pagan nations. But they got, God had destroyed them because of their worship and everything. And to me, you know, we always want to talk about, oh, we came from kings and queens and everything, but we have to look back. We have to look at their history. We have to truly look at their history. And my thing is, why did Africa used to be so rich and so powerful? How did it become to how it is now? Why did it get of its richness?
Well, no, I don't want you to say that because Africa is still wealthy.
Africa is still a wealthy place. Yeah, but the people are in poverty.
Not every place in Africa. That's what I'm saying. We don't work together. Because they have all the resources that they need to come together to help another country. So I used to have a spiritual son that used to go to Kenya in Kisii County, okay, Kenya is one of the poorest places. Now, it's all a part of where you go in Kenya, where it's poor, where it's a little well. All right. Now there's other other parts. There's northern part of Africa that's wealthy. I'm talking about they got cities just like we do. They got cars just like we do. They have hospitals. They're very educated, very thriving there. So guess what? It's just like your town and my town, right? Some places just don't thrive because they don't have the moral support. Okay? We don't support one another. All right? You know, excuse me but for saying this, but the European man came, he got this land, and this is what I don't want us to do with black people ever again, is to blame the white man because for all of this buying and selling black people, no, ma'am. It takes somebody to sell you for a purchase, which means that we were already in poverty. We were already slaves to our own people. The Bible says that when Joseph the dreamer was sold, listen to this, he was sold to his own cousin that was on their way to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? His brothers sold him. Okay? All right? Jesus was sold. We got to look at everything. If we're going to look at it, we got to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He was sold, all right, as ransom.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the black caucus, the black, the enclave, the body of Christ, it's mostly merely of black people. Okay? It's true. Real Jews are black.
Yeah.
We migrated. These new Jews that's out there now, they are not real Jews. That's right. Listen, if you read your Bible carefully, the Bible said that Jesus was a brown man, that he had hair of wool.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me for saying this, but Jesus was a nigga.
Mm-mm.
Okay? He was a black man,
Mm-mm.
a man of color, sold to a European people, and they still ain't had no problem with him. So when we look at this, we have to look at it all. So Africa, Egypt, all of these places are thriving. Okay, Egypt is still one of the most marketed places. It's just that we don't work with, I'm sorry to say this, but even us coming together, this is why we're breaking curses. We're breaking generational curses, coming together and working together, even with this fellowship, even with this holy convocation. Because I'm not saying it hasn't been done, but in our own life, we are breaking generational curses. I'm talking about at least 50 years of it. Back into your hands, Apostle.
Wow.
Amen, amen. Anyone else want to talk and have some suggestions or want to say something before I start? Amen. Well, I mean, this was very good. It doesn't seem like, I mean, as hard as those names were to pronounce, we should have been trying to keep up with that thing, and we need to know that we can go to First Chronicles and get this thing back in our minds about where we come from, because it's one thing about it. If you don't know what tribe you come from, you don't know. We know God made us and created us, but if you don't know where you come from and you say you study and read the Bible, you study to show yourself approved, then shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We need to know that, and we need to always keep it. Don't forget it. We came from Ham.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I did some research on it maybe a couple of weeks ago because I don't know what notebook when we were studying in Genesis that I had written it down in, but I just wanted to do some more research on it. And then I saw that Abraham and some more of them had married black women, some women from Canaan, some Canaanite women, and when God told them not to mess with them. And that's where some of these nappy-headed, hard-headed people come from. That's where they come from. We just all down in, you know, and it's some black people got some white blood in them, of course, some European blood, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we're all here, and we all came from one of these tribes, from one of these men, Noah's sons. So we just need to take note. I can't even pronounce the names I was even trying to pronounce. We talk about these names we got now. There's some names right there. You can't even see them if you're not Arab or something. But I thank God that we know. It's important for us to know this. It is important. Us to know this, so
I have a question. Since we're talking about tribes that we came from, and I was just thinking about when Jesus was carrying his cross, and one of the Roman soldiers had forced Simeon, which I think he was from Ethiopia, if I'm not mistaken. Can anybody elaborate on why he was forced during that time? Was it, where they looked upon the skin then, and that's why they forced him? Because, you know, every once in a while you see where they use the word black. So was the skin color cursed if you had black skin?
Well, to me, in that place, in that town or in that area, everybody was dark, and there wasn't nobody just white there because it was so hot there. So they were dark anyway. I don't really think it was that. A lot of stuff happened with Jesus. It was the will of God that things happened just like they happened. Because if they had happened any different, if they had found out even who he was, he probably wouldn't have did nothing to him. He probably would be in hell right now.
Right. Because, see, the thing that I'm looking at, okay, we know that Jesus was of a dark complexion. He was brown skin. But they signaled out Simeon, and they say this black man. So, to me, it was a difference. You had black, then you had the brown skin, which was of Jewish, of Abraham. So it was a difference. So that's why I was just trying to see when we were talking about black, you know, was cursed with the mark of, whoever was cursed with a mark. You know, was the difference between the skins back then? It was black skin, it was brown skin, then you had your European skin.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I still say what happened in Jesus' time was all of that was supposed to happen like it did. You know, it was the plan of God, but it's a mystery to me. I've studied that stuff, and I don't really think it matters a whole lot now. It may have. I don't know. Well, they had slaves back then, but I don't think all of them was just black. I think it went with the tribe or with, like, the Israelites. They were slaves, too. They was in bondage. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just don't know if it was a difference. I can't tell you that because I won't be saying what I know for a fact, but I will find out for you. I will find out for you. You know, it's something to research.
You know, thinking on that and out has
Bishop,
you
if you can answer that question for her, answer the question for her. Bishop Davis. I don't know. I'll find out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really know it.
Yes, I've always thought about that with Simeon. You know, why was he picked out, you know, to carry Jesus Christ? You know, and they mentioned the color of his skin. You know, and then also you go back to Moses, the mentioning of Moses' white skin. You know, and then it was a confrontation with Moses' sister and Moses' wife. You know, it's mentioned because of the color of her skin color.
Mm. Well,
so and it just goes back to, you know, was there a difference? You know, you had, you know, the darker you were, was it considered that you were cursed? Where you were
they
see
it. Back in that time, they were saying Niger, but they was talking about nigger. They spelled it N-I-G-E-R.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Niger means
black. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes people believe that when Cain killed his brother Abel, you know, God placed the mark on him. And it was like, okay, he turned him a dark color. You know, that's what some people, you know, want to say, you know, that's what had happened to Cain. You know, but, you know, all in all, like you said, all this happened during that time. But when Jesus came, Jesus saved everybody. And he covered everybody up under the blood.
I mean, it did start back then with Simeon, but you know, they kind of let that pass, but it's been racism ever since. And, you know, black people used to sell black people back then.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it started. They were selling each other.
I have a comment, and it's interesting that we're on this subject of the genealogy, because I was just recently watching a documentary about the black kings and queens in Sudan, and these European people are over in I think it was Sudan, and I got to rewatch it because it was so interesting, because they were digging up all of these tombs, and one of the tombs is buried underwater. It was one of the tombs of the greatest kings, not Kush, because they did, they talked about Kush, but I can't remember exactly the name of this one great king. And this tomb is actually buried underwater. It takes like a really professional skydiver or whatever to go under this water. You have to first go down in the tomb, and they did find it, and they're finding all of these gold artifacts, and to tell you how rich the people, and they were brown people, because the people who they have now working on excavating, they're all the people of these villages, and these are the people, to me, in my opinion, who really should be reaping the benefits But, of course, because of the resources maybe that they don't have to do these huge projects. But they did interview one of the gentlemen, and he was saying that he was glad he was able to work on the project because he can now really have a better understanding of his ancestors. But it was just interesting to me because all of these were black people. You can even see, like, a lot of the hieroglyphics and stuff that they wrote, and they drew pictures. And all these pictures were people, black people. And you just mentioned something about they were also enslaved. They sold. They were enslaved to each other, to like to us at one time.
Right.
And it was just right. interesting just to see these pyramids. They have these tombs. They look like the pyramids, but you go down in the tombs, and they're recovering so much. They had a whole room full of just like gold statues and all kind of stuff that's worth millions of dollars, where they're even building over in Africa this museum to display all of this stuff that they're finding. And this was before, these tombs were before Christ, and I'm not really sure like where this, where that sits in the genealogy of where we're talking about, but it's very interesting because it has to correlate somewhere with, you know, where we came from.
Right.
And that
That's
was
right.
Yeah, that kind of, it was, it's very interesting. I have to go back and watch it because there's so much detail.
Yeah.
But just, it was just amazing to see that these were people of color.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
What is documentary it was that?
Black Pharaohs.
Black,
it's,
okay,
Hulu.
Okay.
You can get it from either Disney Channel. I think it was called Black Pharaohs, but it's very, very interesting. And they were saying, like I said, I don't have all the details down packed because I really need to go back and watch it again. It was that interesting just to find all these tombs were covered. They were covered with gold, and even some of the ones that they found, these great kings had, you know, all the jewelry and all this stuff that they found inside tombs. But I believe it was Black Pharaohs or something different. I'll let you know, but I think it's called Black Pharaohs.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, anyone else have any comments?
Okay. So I also want to say this because there's two things that I want to make mention of. And first of all, let me just say, I love history, and I truly enjoyed tonight. Thank you, Apostle, for just allowing us to come on and to part and to break bread and to learn, because that really just opened my eyes to other things that I may not have made mention of. But I want to definitely say this also. Abraham also has descendants, or Abraham's blood is also a part of Ham's genealogy. It's also Shem, but it's also Ham as well. So, because Jesus comes out of Abraham's descendants.
Yeah.
Y'all get where I'm going. So there's some black roots there, if that makes sense. Okay?
Yeah.
So there's roots there. And also, because of that, I also want to talk about, I want to make mention of it just to keep something in your mind, but there is a lost tribe. Please, by all means, if you can, study about the lost tribe. Because there's a tribe, there's also there's some tribe that did not receive land. Okay? Joseph tribe did not receive land. Levi tribe did not receive land, own land. Those are the priests. So the priest of Levi. Okay? So remember when Moses is a part
of the descendants of Levi as a priest. You remember when God told Moses, he says, isn't your brother a descendant of a Levi? So that's how we get the high priest, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so priest comes from Levi.
What's the priest? Didn't God say that the priest don't get land because he was their provider?
No. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't mean to say no as a direct towards you, but no in a sense where no, ma'am. Actually, they received the tenth, the tithe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The ministers of the gospel of them. We're going to teach on that because the ministers of the gospel are supposed to live off the tithe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they brought their own land with the tithes. So when y'all do right and y'all pay y'all tithes, guess what? Your offering is supposed to be bigger than your tithes.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna get on money. You know, it gets funny. But I just want to just make mention.
I have one more question. When you were saying that Joseph didn't receive land, Jacob had adopted his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. So wouldn't that be Joseph's inheritance from his two sons? They had got land?
Well, again, they purchased their own land because what we got to realize about Joseph, he was wealthy. So when he left Egypt, he had money. His people were taken care of. He was never worrying about his people. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, now he could have, what they could have done, and we got to go back to the Bible. So, matter of fact, I'm not going to make no excuses or try to actually get into the recognizance of my mind. So I won't do that. I won't do that to you. But just to show, we'll get that. We'll get back to you on that one.
Amen. Well, a lot of this stuff we should know, but we have to be refreshed on it. You know, it's a lot of things, a lot of scriptures that will connect with these, but we can't study every one of them. But we have been through the Bible so far. And it's a lot of interest, and believe me, you will not learn everything in one time. It's going to take time, and even when you think you know it, and you go back over it, you're going to find something new. You're gonna be surprised again. So the best thing for us to do is to keep praying and to keep studying the Word of God, like you said, and then we'll have it down pat. You know, we're not never down pat, but we'll have it to where we can answer some questions, because that stuff, you have to go back to Genesis and all of that. You really have to research and to make sense. You know what I'm saying? So it's more than a notion.
Well, also, Apostle, you know, speaking of Genesis, that's where I'm at studying. And one thing, like I said, this is time for truth and really getting deep in God's word. And a lot of times, you never hear anybody preach on the before creation.
The
fall the
what?
Of Satan, the before creation,
mm-hmm.
pre-creation. Where that took place when Satan was, you know, between the battle
Lucifer.
Between Satan, Lucifer. Yes, he was Lucifer, then bearer of light. And
he was an angel. You saying? But see, he was an angel. He wasn't a demon.
Yes. Right.
He was an angel. Beautiful angel. He's still probably beautiful.
But he had assignment to this, and he wanted to go above God. He wanted to be worshipped. Mm-hmm. And it was already men and women that God had already created on the earth before he had created the world again with Adam and Eve. And see, no one wants to discuss that.
Well, we'll get it. We're gonna get a date where we can discuss that. But see, we got so much other, so many. We got to keep it going. We got to keep it moving.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's just that I love history too, and I'm just at the point in my life of getting down to truth.
Well, and I hope we all are. You know, we all should be like the woman of God, Dee Green, to know the truth. The truth hurts, though. You understand, but it's the only thing that has set us free. You know, so we need to know truth. That's one thing about it. We got to know. And if we preach any other thing besides the Word of God, we don't get it. If we teach any other thing besides the Word of God, but we're going to get ready to close out. It's time to just let everybody go. So we'll be back on here. On Thursday, and we'll have Third Chronicles and Fifth. We do three chapters on Thursday. So, Father, we just thank you for your word, God. We love you tonight, God. We just give you glory. We magnify your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, God, for opening up our understanding. Thank you, God, for just ministering to us on tonight. We love you. We ask all of these things. And bless everyone under the sound of my voice and their families in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll be right back on here in the morning. By the grace of God, I live and nothing happens at 5:30 Central. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am leaving Thursday, though. Oh. Yeah, we can't have a Thursday night. We can't do a Thursday night. I'm sorry, because I'll be traveling. So, but anyway, we'll try to make. We can't even make it up. But next on the third is the first and the third of the month. First and third Thursday. So we're gonna have to get those three chapters in on the next time. So I'll be traveling for the revival and everything. So anyway, God bless you all. I love you. I will be right back on here in the morning by the grace of God. Y'all keep me in your prayers, okay? God bless you.
Amen. Good night.
Love y'all. Good night.
Love y'all.